I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. My first encounter with Orhan Pamuk, the Nobel Prize-winning author, came as a wonderful surprise. His novels are uniformly interesting, with well-drawn characters. The stories have the right amount of detail. The Red-Haired Woman is his 12th novel, but there may be more not yet translated. This novel is loosely drawn on Oedipus Rex by Sophocles. The story begins with the birth of Oedipus and a seer who predicts the child will slay his father and marry his mother. A servant is ordered to kill the child, but he leaves it with a family he trusts. When the child becomes a man, he is told of the prediction. Sem is a young man who aspires to be a poet, but his father disappears and the family finds itself on the brink of poverty. He first works at a bookstore. Pamuk spins an interesting tale with equally interesting characters. Orhan writes, I spent the summer of 1985 helping out at a bookstore called Dennis on the main shopping street of Besiktas. My job consisted of chasing would-be thieves, most of whom were students. Every now and then, Mr. Deniz would drive me to Kogaloglu to replenish his stock. The boss became fond of me. He noticed how I remembered all the authors and publishers' names, and he let me borrow his books to read at home. I read a lot that summer. Children's books, Jules Verne's Journey to the Center of the Earth, Edgar Allan Poe's stories, poetry books, books about dreams. One passage in the latter book would change my life forever. With Denise's urging, he begins to consider writing as a career. Desperate for money, he begins to study engineering and geology. He accepts a summer job as apprentice to Mr. Mamut, a well digger where he meets the red-haired woman and promptly falls in love. Pamuk writes, as I reached the open doorway, two more figures emerged. First a man, maybe 5 or 6 years older than I was, and then a tall red-haired woman who might have been his elder sister. There was something unusual and very alluring about this woman. Maybe the lady in jeans was the mother of this red-haired woman and her little brother. Mr. Mamut told Sem a vast array of stories, and these captured the imagination of the young boy. Pamuk writes, many years later, when I grasped the immeasurable effect that Master Mamut's stories had over the course of my life, I started reading anything I could find about their origins. His business flourishes, and he becomes vastly wealthy. He and his wife travel the world looking for copies of ancient documents. Orhan Pamuk's 12th novel in English is as interesting a tale as any reader could want. He certainly is well-deserving of the 2006 Nobel Prize. I have no idea how many other novels he may have ahead of him or to be translated, but I will follow this important world literature treasure. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.